Okay. Now we are wrapping up, okay, this series called Joy of Salvation. Again, look to your neighbor left and right. Is he smiling year to year? All right, okay. If not, give your best smile today. All right, praise God. Now, the series is called Joy of Salvation. And today we will wrap up, okay, this series. Now, when we talk about this series, okay, why we are calling this series Joy of Salvation, we have a goal, okay, that's saying that, okay, all of us that come to know the Lord, we receive salvation and we are so happy, all right? Some of you are so happy that you laugh and cry just like a little boy, little girl. Yes, correct or not? All right, now. But we know that in life, we are, in every day, you have all your struggle and all your challenges. Sometimes you just do not know where you want to put your smile and your joy. Yes? And you try to tell somebody about your story. You just do not know whether this person can understand what you're saying or not. But friends, okay, God has given us the joy of salvation. We started with a series with Psalms 51 about King David, and it's about restoring, okay, then, all right, now. But the same issue is there, okay, sometimes we easily forget, okay, something that you experience, but really, when is it? When do you give me? When do I say that? You know, the experience that you have with God. So that's why in this series, we say we want to restore, okay, the salvation. We have covered, okay, four topics, and now we are closing this series talking about financial salvation. All right, big word. Okay, what does that mean? Now, in our mind, when we think about financial, wow, is it bonus coming? All right, okay. Now, when you talk about financial salvation, first thing in our mind is money. All right, so we all the commotion taking place for the last month. Okay, this was Vivek has a way to say that, right? It's just terrifying, okay? Horrifying, whatever fine, okay, that you have. Okay, now, in our mind, we think about money, all right, now. But when you think about that and you look at the Bible, okay, that is the first layer, but that was the second layer, okay, of that when you think about what the financial, in that sense, because we are living in this world, money is important, true? Tell your neighbor, is money important to you? Anyone say no, you say, you surrender all to me, okay, all right, okay, now, in this life, we need that, okay, we need that to all our commitment that we have, car, house, daily expenses, and all those, yes, all right, and with that, we want to look at the finance in the lens of salvation, because we're talking about joy, salvation, where has our salvation gone to, and sometimes when you think about having money, not having money, and wanting to support, sometimes guilt take over. Well, friends, today we'll look at also, it's all by the grace of God, okay? How God has blessed us in that sense, all right? So today we'll talk about, it's about the joy of receiving, say receiving, and giving, and how you can live a generous life, all right? So with that, today we're going to unpack one passage, okay, to help us, okay, to see that, okay, all right, I want to look at finance differently now. I reminded of a story that I read, okay, a long, long time ago about this young boy. This young boy, okay, saw the friend, okay, during his birthday, the boy received, okay, a new bicycle, all right? But when the father looks at this boy who saw his friend who received a new bicycle, the friend wasn't that happy. He was sad. So the father was feeling like, okay, son, I think I will get you one too, all right? But the son who was like feeling sad at that, he was saying this, no, dad, I'm just looking at this boy that he was so happy. And then why are you looking not so happy? Because I find at this life of my time, I can't bless anyone. So his desire was that one day that he have this capacity to bless as many so that everyone could be happy. Oh, this young boy, okay, he knew what it means, okay, to receive and also to give. And the Bible talks about it's more blessed, okay, to give than to receive. A good amen. All right, now, so with that, we're going to look at this passage, okay, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Come, read with me, 1, 2, 3. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. So when you read this, we all know, I hope so, okay, Jesus is not talking about dollar and cent, all right? Okay, let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us before you. thanking you, O God, Lord, what you have done in our life, okay, what we have, what we do, what we're going to have, all right, and all in the past, Father, it's all by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, even as we unpack this, we want to ask of the Holy Spirit, come, teach us, guide us, okay, change us, okay, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen. So we're going to unpack this verse or this passage, and to rediscover the joy of salvation, okay, looking at probably three things I want to talk about, and then after that, what should we do? All right, what should be our response? Now, to give you a bit of that background, the 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, the background is such that Paul, Apostle Paul, is in his journey to make collections, okay, for the sake of the believers of the church, okay, in Jerusalem, all right? So he's writing in this to the Corinthian believer, and with that sense, you're also looking at, when it comes to chapter 8, it's about the Macedonian believers, okay, how they have given, okay, to, okay, the people, the Christian, okay, or the church, okay, in Jerusalem, all right? Why? Because the church Jerusalem at that time, okay, they are suffering of persecution, famine, economic crisis as well, all right? So this is what Apostle Paul, okay, going around making this collection. But what makes the difference when they talk about in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, okay, it reads like this, again, okay, in verse 1 and 2, it says, we want you to know, brothers and sisters, okay, now, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia, for in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. So Paul is talking about how even at the Macedonian church or the believers, even as their worst scenario of their life, they still choose to give. All right. So with that account, okay, that Paul was talking about, then when we go down to verse 8 and 9, that's where Paul relate that to what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. Okay, that's how the passage came about. Okay, so my question is, how does this Paul talk about finance we get to do, okay, with our salvation? All right, so in other words, it's not just about money, dollar and cent, but something far greater than just money, okay, alone. All right, now, three reasons I want to give to you. Number one, okay, how God, okay, being rich, again, leave everything and then make us rich. All right, now, number one, Jesus gave up heaven for us. You know, we sung some of those songs sometimes, all right, now. So in verse 9, the first part, it says, for you know the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich. So in other words, when we think about that, friends, Jesus is right in heaven, seated on the throne, yes, and he chose to leave that, okay, to come on this earth, okay, for each and every one of us. So when he died on the cross, which also means that he emptied everything, suffered everything for us, okay, for that purpose, all right, now. So we're talking about in heaven, Jesus already the king, okay, and the people wanting to make him king, which is meaningless now because he's already a king, all right? What makes us think that we're going to make him a king? But he's already king whether we make him a king or not. And he chose, okay, to come on earth, okay, like just like many of the songs that we sang, okay, living that and became born as a baby, okay, the manger, so Christmas story, okay, by saying so, by Jesus coming down, okay, to die for each and every one of us. So in other words, before the cross, before the cradle, okay, Jesus was already in glory. He is the King of Kings. He's rich, okay, in all areas, okay, all human can think about his position, his power, okay, his praise. And in other words, when he came down, he gave that all out, okay, to be like us on earth, all right? Now, why? It's because of you and me, all right? Now, Philippians 2, 6, 7, phrase it very well by Paul, who says, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in a likeness, okay, of man. So in other words, can I say this? That is, Jesus left heaven because he couldn't imagine eternity without you and I. Yeah. So in other words, Jesus loved us so much, he couldn't, okay, just continue that way and not coming down to save each and every one of us. I'd like to take this song, What a Beautiful Name, how this song was crafted. I find, as I read and read, this composer says that you didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us from now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name Jesus Christ, my King. We sang that song before. Good amen. All right. Now, sometimes you think about it. Wow, Jesus could do that. It's like for a human, you're thinking that how can a God do that? Okay, for each and every one of us. Sometimes it's like this, right? Some of you, when you fall in love, you don't want to stay in your own house anymore. You want to stay in your boyfriend, girlfriend house, correct? And your parents are asking, where is this boy, where this girl has gone to, right now? Now, Jesus came because he loved each and every one of us. A good amen? All right? Now, when you think about that, the number two, Jesus embraced poverty to save us. So for us to understand poverty is so different, okay, compared to Jesus. Now, Jesus said, Paul says, yet for your sake, he became poor. Now, all of us are in this condition. We are poor in all kinds of area. All right. Sometimes our significance is only about our position, okay, in workplace. Okay, but when your position is gone, then who are you? All right. Whether we are teacher, principal, engineer, chief engineer, all right, or director and all those. When you left all those positions, sometimes you'll think, who are you now? All right, we are still okay, human, loved by God, saved by the grace of God. All right. Otherwise, your identity is stuck with that position. When you are not, then you lost okay your identity and purpose. Now, Jesus did not just give up his heavenly riches; he walked through human poverty. Okay, that's why during those times when Jesus came, the Jews couldn't understand. We are waiting for the King. Okay, why is he born, okay, in that manner? So Jesus, in that sense, walked through human poverty, was born in a stable instead of palace. Okay? Jesus was raised in a carpenter's house, okay, with no home of his own and dependent on others for his daily needs. So when you search the scripture, it's strange, right? Okay, for Jesus. Why? Because Jesus came to be among us. You know, John 1 tells us that he came and dwelt among us. Okay, that was his goal. All right. So in every trouble, challenges that we all gone through, Jesus has gone through all that. All right. So continue to say, so that was where he came. And then when he's at the cross, can you imagine how he emptied himself? How he, for our sake, he became a poor for us. At the cross, Jesus was stripped, wounded, and forsaken. Jesus embraced complete poverty. What you can humanly think of, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Okay, Jesus, okay, went through, okay, all that. All right, now. So with that, so that, what is it for the purpose? So that, okay, we could clothe in righteousness, healed by his wound, and welcome us into the family of God. Otherwise, okay, we are lost, okay, in eternity and doomed, okay, for hell. This is what Jesus did, okay, in that sense. All right, now, number three. Jesus became nothing so we could gain everything. Wow, that is powerful, right? Now, in the verse 9d, so that by his poverty, we might become rich. Okay, what does that mean? 2 Corinthians 5:21, say again, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become, okay, righteousness, okay, of God. Now, when you think about what Jesus has done for us, okay, in all that, humanly speaking, what sin has taken over human, this is what Jesus did. Okay, at the cross, Jesus was treated like a criminal. Now, when we say that, this is like an Easter message also, right? Now, when you think about what Jesus has done for us, Jesus was treated as a criminal. Can you think about someone who has done wrong, okay, or be misunderstood, or been arrested, okay, even being, before being judged, okay, the shame, okay, the sin and all the challenges, okay, the mind and the trouble and the depression, oppression that overtakes, okay, the person. Okay, Jesus was treated like a criminal, counted as nothing. So he bore the shame, sin and curse, okay, they belong to us. Okay, he was forsaken so that we can forgiven. Okay, sometimes you think about all that we have done. Who is to forgive us? Okay, he was crushed so that we could be crowned. He was rejected so we could receive. And during Easter, we explain, okay, a bit of what it means, okay, transgression, okay, what it means by to trust, what it means by Jesus was being pierced. Okay, this is what Jesus, okay, did, okay, for us. So with that, this statement, okay, that we can say, Jesus became nothing so that you could gain everything, which is eternal life, our identity, our purpose, and inheritance. And good, amen. All right, now, so with that, knowing all those, and probably we have known, okay, throughout your whole Christian life, how should we respond? All right, now, I'll look back to that verse, okay, and our response should be, it's always joy, because who has, if what God, what Jesus has done for us, what stops us, okay, to have joy in our life? All right, so joy is our response. Now, I'm going to go back to that verse. We all that was said, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. Paul said this, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. So in other words, Paul is saying that all that Jesus did, you already know. And what that you know about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, so let me, okay, conclude in this last part, is that it was by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how are we not filled with joy? All that you can think of, what God has called us, blessed us, and did for us, okay, how are we not, okay, to be filled with the joy of the Lord? Okay, good, amen. So we were saying that which meeting was that? What was I in? That I said that the most happy people in the world is none other than those who believe in the Lord. All right. When people look at you, you are the most happy people in the world, and the devil should not rob the joy, okay, from you. Even at we are still human, we have emotions and all those, all right? But at one point, you still have to know, because you say, for you know the grace of God, okay, that has come upon you. How are we not, okay, feel, okay, with joy? Now, just a bit of understanding. In the Greek, the grace means charis, which means unearned favor, undeserved kindness, a gift freely given out of love, all right? I always phrase it in this way, that is receiving what we do not deserve. So when you think about all that we have already attained, already have, many times when you look at it, yes, yes, you work so hard, yes, by your hands, yes, but when you look at the at different level of layer, you know it's all gone. If it's not of God, it's not where we are today, all right? So grace is not a concept, but an expression of Christ in action, okay? That's where, when you look at Jesus, Jesus is not only coming, he is the grace, okay? Grace and truth. Bible talks about Jesus is grace and truth, okay? It's not just grace, but truth that comes, okay, together. Now, Jesus chose poverty, suffering, and the cross to make us spiritual rich, all right? Because sometimes when we think about in dollar cents, but it's far more than that, okay? Jesus given us not because we deserve, but it's all by his grace. Good, amen? All right, now, so with that, to help us understand a bit more, when Jesus said that make us rich, he became poor in that sense. Now, I'm just thinking about this story, so I try to look for pictures right now. When you think of our life, the first basket is about our life. Okay, how we are like the dirty rags. Okay, how many of you, when you see these dirty clothes, you will take and wear again? Only after you wash, right? Okay, all right now. So our life is like this dirty rags, smelly, soggy, and probably some of us who are a bit lazy. You left it there for a few days, okay? Every bacteria and all those that's growing and just crazy. Sometimes we go for a retreat. When you go for a retreat, normally if I go for holiday, I do dry cleaning, all right? So I don't pack, okay? I would have dry cleaning. So at least when I pack, when I go home for traveling 10 hours, all those, it doesn't smell, okay? Now, so that basket of dirty clothing is like us, smelly. We shame, sin. Don't look to your neighbor left and right, because we're talking about ourselves. All right, now, Jesus came with clean clothes. Jesus said, give me all that I give you all new, clean, smell good clothes, okay, that you can use. You understand what I mean? So Jesus is taking that whatever nonsense that we have done, he take it all away and give us all anew. The old has gone and the new has come. A good amen? All right, now, so with that, for you know the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, which means we all know, okay, all our wrongdoing, things that we don't like to talk about, we are not proud of all about, Jesus knew. And he wants to take it away, okay, from you when we come to repentance. So for you know the grace. So grace is the reason Jesus gave. Because we don't deserve. Jesus came, he gave. Okay, though we do not deserve. Grace is the way we are saved. How are we saved? We are saved by grace through faith. All right? So when we understand that the joy that God given us is not temporary. Okay, it's not fleeting away, okay, but it's permanent, the joy, okay, that God has given us. All right, so that should be our motivation now. So when we are saved, okay, in other words, Jesus took our place, okay, to save us. Can you imagine if Jesus do not do that, or is without grace, you can think about there's no cross. Right, every nation world, we are talking about this year, the theme is cross. Without the grace of God, without Jesus coming, without Jesus giving his life, there is no cross, there's no salvation for us, and there's no reason to give as well. All right, because sometimes in our life, like, why should I give? Why should I not give? But when you think about the grace of God, when we know the person do not deserve, because you embrace who Jesus is, and by the grace of God, okay, you could do so. Now, grace is what makes us rich, okay, in Christ. So with that, help us to understand a bit more that riches or the richness, okay, isn't just material wealth, but when Jesus talks about spiritual wealth, that's how, okay, we are forgiven, we are accepted as the sons and daughters of God, and we are empowered, okay, by the Holy Spirit. A good amen? All right? As I close, this is the truth. Having known, the grace of God, you are richer than you know. Look at your neighbor left and right. Okay? You know, the rich and the poor is very funny, right? Do you all know? The rich and you know, the poor says, I have needs, I don't have enough. Do you know the rich also say the same? I have everything, it's still not enough. Okay, now. All right, now. You are loved more than you imagine. You have more reason to rejoice because Jesus gave us everything, okay, to give us, okay, you joy, okay, everything. Amen. So hope in this series, okay, help us covering a few areas in our life. Okay, when you look at your financial standing, okay, is different. This is not a financial course, all right? Now, so this helps to help us understand, okay, where we are. When we think by the grace of God, then we think all that we have, all that we're going to attain, all that we have in the past, all are by the grace of God. Jesus came. Okay, for each and every one of us. Good amen. All right. That's where, when you go, okay, that's where you have been sent. All right. When you understand that, when you meet people's needs, okay, or your own needs, your family, then you know that's all by the grace of God. We don't walk alone. We're not just being selfish on our own manner. Good amen. All right. Now, so with that close, let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, today I uphold, okay, each and every one of us before you. For even as we wrap up the series, Joy of Salvation, Father, today I ask, Lord, that each and every one of us in our capacity, all those that we have gone through, Father, I pray, Lord God, for some of us, restoring of the joy, some of us, Lord, restoring of the fervency in our life, okay, towards you. Father, I pray, whatever situation that we are in, Father, that we still choose, okay, to love you, we still choose, okay, to have the joy of the Lord, so that, Lord God, Father, that we can be a blessing to others. Father, we give thanks once again. In Jesus' name I pray, everybody say, amen. All right, give Jesus a big hand.